Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. As the man said, Mike Coates here with hour two of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 9th of September 2025. Thank you for tuning in, or continuing to listen, as the case may be. I guess that many of the Swing Time listeners would have had no difficulty in identifying my opening track. It was The Train and the River, and it was played by the Jimmy Giuffre Trio, who were Jimmy Giuffre on tenor, Bob Brookmeyer valse trombone, and Jim Hall on guitar. That was the opening sequence of the Newport Jazz Festival, July 1958. As I mentioned, played by the Jimmy Giuffre Trio, which was one of the highlights taken from the 4 days of the festival. The resultant film by Bert Stern was called Jazz on a Summer's Day. It was first screened in Britain in 1960. I saw it in Sheffield at the Palace on Union Street. Some of you may well ask, where the hell was that? Well, it was in the town centre. It would appear that Newport festivals were events where leading jazz personalities were rediscovered. Duke Ellington's comment after the show, not the 1958 column, festival, but the 1956 festival, has gone down in jazz posterity. His comment was, "I was born at the Newport Jazz Festival." Similarly, Jazz on a Summer's Day has a special connotation for Anita O'Day. In her book, High Times, Hard Times, she comments that it never seemed a turning point in her career, just a swinging gig, which you can clearly experience in the film and on the next track. With Anita are Jimmy Jones piano and her fella, John Poole, on drums. This is Sweet Georgia Brown.
Two left feet, but oh, so neat, sweet Georgia Brown. They'll sign a one and die for sweet Georgia Brown. I'll tell you why, you know I don't lie much. dead when she lands in town. Said she came, why it's a shame how she curves them down. Fellas, she can't get a fella she ain't met. Georgia named her, Georgia claimed her, sweet Georgia brother.
Anita O'Day with Sweet Georgia Brown, a performance which the jazz world in America were talking about for quite a number of weeks after that. So jazz on a summer's day sets my theme for today, jazz and the film industry. Different aspects of two fields of entertainment which have a marked impact certainly on our lives. Of course, not all personalities in the film industry are out and out jazzmen, or women for that matter. Nevertheless, they appear to be able to be caught up in our music. This from the very early days. To give some authentic feeling to Fred Astaire, listen to this performance, which he cut on the 26th of March, 1930.
Have you seen the well-to-do upon Lenox Avenue? On that famous thoroughfare, with their noses in the air, high hats and colored collars,
whites, pats, and $15, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem flits? Putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on the Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows. Rubbing elbows, come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Ritz.
Boys, look at that man putting on that Ritz. You look at him, I can't.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where Harlem flits? Putting on the Ritz. Spangled gowns upon the bevy of high browns from down the levee, all misfits. Putting on that certain Ritz. That's where each and every Lulu Belle goes. Every Thursday evening with her swell bows, rubbing elbows. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Ritz. Come with me and we'll attend their jubilee and see them spend their last 2 bits putting on the Ritz.
I thought I should retain the tap dancing, so I would like to thank colleague John Yule for a masterful display, but can't. However, the session was recorded in the UK at a time when Fred was over here for a stage performance, and I must further confess that I'm cheating a little, because that recording was made almost 3 years before Astaire made his first film. The film, which he cut on the 2nd of December 1933, was called Dancing Lady. One thing you could say about Fred Astaire and the jazz world, just like his film work, thanks to Norman Granz, he did have staying power. Here he is again with his rhythm makers, who are Oscar Peterson on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. The front brass men were Charlie Shavers on trumpet and Flip Phillips on tenor. Here they are with Fred vocal and Night and Day.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you. You, you, night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, night and day. Under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall.
Quite why Norman Grant decided to team up Fred Astaire with the likes of Oscar Peterson, I regret I'm unable to find out. The surprising thing about the session was the very large number of tracks that were laid down. And that was recorded in December 1952. I omitted to give you the personnel on Fred's first track we heard, Putting on the Ritz, before he was a film star, and most certainly the British musicians on there can command a place on Swing Time. They were Max Goldberg, trumpet, Van Phillips on clarinet, quite probably Ted Heath trombone. Sid Bright was the pianist. Les Phillips was the guitar. And I believe that Spike Hughes was the bass player. And as I mentioned, that was recorded in March, 26th of March, 1930. There are many more jazz film relationships, of course, some of which are of a more serious nature and have a direct link with the jazz world. The film, The Man with the Golden Arm, in broad terms, was a study of the effects of narcotics on jazz musicians. Elmer Bernstein wrote the music for the soundtrack, which also included Shorty Rogers and his Giants in the musical ensemble. Here is one of the pieces from the soundtrack, which is Frankie Machine, and it features quite extensively Shorty Rogers and his Giants. Frankie Machining.
Thank you.
from Bernstein's score for The Man with the Golden Arm. Jazz composers have also played a major part in providing soundtrack music for movies. Indeed, in at least one instance, included in the score was a tune destined to become a jazz standard. This was in the music provided by John Lewis for the film No Sun in Venice, also known as One Never Knows. We know the jazz standard as the Golden Striker. However, I'm going to take another selection from the score of this film. The manner in which the musicians set up a feeling of tension and foreboding is for me quite impressive and sets the scene for some, if you like, dirty work at the crossroads in a very dramatic manner. This is the Modern Jazz Quartet with John Lewis's another tune from the score, Three Windows. Just to remind you, Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath on drums, Percy Heath on bass, I should say, and Connie Kay drums. Recorded in New York City, the 4th of April, 1957, Three Windows.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And this is Mike Coates with the second hour of the programme today. And I'm looking at jazz and the film industry. From time to time, we also get glimpses of jazz musicians achieving an acting part in a film. One such occasion was in the film Anatomy of a Murder. The music was provided by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Additionally, Ellington was given a minor acting and piano playing role as a piano player in a local roadhouse. His name was Pie Eye, and it must have impressed the Duke as he devotes a track to the character on his famous and excellent Blues in Orbit album. This is Pie Eye's Blues. Thank you. despite a full reed and trombone section on that recording, only one trumpet player, Ray Nance. I said a full reed section, that's not quite right. For some reasons which are lost in the mist of time, Paul Gonsalves had gone home for unknown reasons. That was Pie Eyes Blues. And having mentioned Anatomy of a Murder, I thought I ought to include one track. Here it is, in not taken from the soundtrack, but from an album that was recorded subsequently. The first clarinet at the start of the piece is by Jimmy Hamilton, but the main solo is laid down by Russell Procope. The track is called "The Way Early Subtone," and it's Duke Ellington again and his famous orchestra.
Thank you.
One of the pieces provided by Duke Ellington for the film Anatomy of a Murder. The MGM film The Subterraneans, 1960, also gave an acting part to a jazz musician. Jerry Mulligan played a beatnik priest. And beatniks play quite a major part in the film. The music was provided by probably one of the least beatnik people I am aware of. This was Andre Previn. And you can judge the quality of the music from the next track, which is Things Are Looking Down. As you can well believe, that makes it a blues. The group consists of Art Farmer trumpet, Bob Ennivoldsen, val trombone, Art Pepper alto, Bill Perkins tenor, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Russ Freeman is the pianist, Buddy Clark bass, Dave Bailey drums. Andre Previn is the leader and conductor. And this was recorded in Hollywood sometime in 1960. Not quite sure of the exact date. Things Are Looking Down.
Thank you.
Things Are Looking Down, an Andre Previn composition there. As usual, the hands on the clock face race round and round and round, faster than we can play all the records we wish to present. So on behalf of John Yule and myself, that's Mike Coates, thank you for listening. We do hope that you have enjoyed Swing Time today on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And remember, we expect to be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for a further selection of our music. I will return to my theme of film music and jazz in the future, but in the meantime, take care and be careful out there.